This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Paul on Saturday Magazine, Saturday the 6th of January. This is a reprise edition of the top podcast from 2023. Now, back in November, we had Zoe Daniel and Josh Burns co-hosting a whole episode of Saturday Magazine. And this is the podcast from one of those episodes.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Josh Burns, the federal member for McNamara, and co-host today is Zoe Daniel, the federal member for Goldstein. We've had an hour of power, Zoe, and how do you find it? How do you find being back behind the mic?
Oh, what a joy it has been to be on Joy. Fabulous start to a Saturday.
Well, unfortunately, we for the listeners of Joy, we have to hand back the keys to the professionals and bring back in Macca and Fiona team.
Oh, I think I think you guys are professionals.
Absolutely, and what a great job.
Yeah,
I've thoroughly enjoyed sitting back and just tuning in.
How did it feel for you, Fiona?
Well, as a producer, I was really appreciative of the guests that you brought in. You brought in the people that you chose to highlight, their work, their advocacy. That was always of interest to me. And then, of course, such a great line of questions, preparedness, and of course, which I would expect of both of you. But it was just really wonderful to see you both at work.
Yes, that might have been Chief of Staff Ferry at work.
Good.
Always hire people who make you look a little bit competent. That's the key. No, the guests were fantastic. And a big thank you to Patricia and Renee and Dave and Kate as well. They were just fantastic and such an array of talent and hard work and advocacy. They were really important conversations.
Absolutely.
And, you know... I want to ask, in your experience, Zoe, other than I think Radio National does some long-form interviews, doesn't happen much on radio, does it?
No, there's a sort of tendency to want to move on to something else, you know, keep it moving, and it really does depend on which program and the format of the shows. I think Radio National Breakfast is a lovely format that allows interviews to breathe. And certainly I've presented on RN quite a bit, not Breakfast but Drive. When Patricia was doing that, I used to fill in for her sometimes, and that also has a pretty loose format. So as an interviewer, that's quite liberating, but also as the person being interviewed, that's very liberating because you can actually get the nuance of your point out, and that's quite rare in a media setting these days. I must say that... being interviewed by Neil Mitchell quite a few times, Neil will let you actually speak to your point. Other interviewers kind of cut you off all the time, and some issues are really complicated where you actually do need to give a full answer in order not to be misunderstood.
Well, also we have the rise of podcasts, which are allowing now for much more long-form conversation, and, you know, I have quite an array of political podcasts that I love to tune into for the morning walks. So there are other formats if people are tuned into the podcast world. And of course, many presenters and broadcasters now have their own podcasts where they can explore and extrapolate on those issues.
Maybe we could do like a podcast on the border of McNamara and Goldstein, and we could call it The Wrong Side of the Tracks because there's tram tracks that divide us, and obviously it would be up to the listeners to determine which is the wrong side of the tracks.
So where would that be geographically, or are you at risk of being run over by a tram?
Where would we do it? Would we do it on Glen Huntly Road, like where our boundary is there?
Yeah. I think Glen Huntly Road, or there's on the other side of Glen Huntly Road, which is also a boundary, there's no tram tracks, but there is a park. So we could do it in the park.
Yeah.
Outside broadcast, loving it. We could get community members involved. We could report on the trains, you know, how they're running on time.
But there is precedent for politicians doing podcasts. So I actually have a podcast called Find Your Voice, which I'd been doing since before the election. And I tend to try to explore policy issues in an expansive way with a sort of 30, 40-minute interview with someone. And Dan Repiccioli, one of Josh's colleagues on the Labor side, has a podcast. I think it's called The Long and the Short of It or something similar. I think I'm on it next week.
Right.
I believe I'm supposed to be funny, which is quite challenging.
Well.
But, you know, maybe we could do the Goldstein McNamara or the other way around podcast, and then we could have a competition for the best MP's podcast.
Yeah, yeah. The Wrong Side of the Tracks, launched here on Joy 94.9.
And we could, of course, put that podcast into the largest library of LGBTQIA digital content in the world, which sits on Joy.
Amazing.
Well, that is, Macca, a good point to come back to. It really was our pleasure to be here today, and we really appreciate you asking us to co-host. And, yeah, Zoe and I are both huge fans of not only this program but of Joy 94.9. It plays such an important role in the community, and we've had long relationships with this station, and there's obviously a lot of work to do to ensure its prosperous future, but we're really pleased to be here, and thanks so much for having us. So,
yeah, absolutely love your work, guys, and really pleased to be here. And, you know, thanks, Josh, for roping me in, but always happy to be on. Really enjoy it. And, yes, it's just actually really lovely to be able to connect with your audience.
Well, you know, that's a fantastic segue, Zoe and Josh, because we want to do this again in 6 months. So
this is how it happened the first time, Zoe.
But for our listeners who are thinking, you know, this is a bit progressive, we know who you are, you send messages. But reality is, February next year, a colleague from the other place, Senator Dean Smith, he's going to co-host with another senator, and I'm not going to drop that other senator in it because they haven't 100% agreed yet. But so Dean, he will be co-hosting, and it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask a political question.
Mm.
So I'll start with you first, Josh.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Macca.
McNamara is a tight seat.
Yeah.
Right? How many votes did you win it by?
I forget, 596.
596. So, and it'll be another competition next time. How do you feel about that? I mean, because you've got to win an election, but then basically all the time in between, and Zoe will have a comment on this too, but, you know, is looking after your electorate, is engaging with your electorate. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, it's on again.
Yeah, it certainly comes around quick. I mean, I don't think there's any safe seats in politics. Anyone who thinks that they've got a safe seat will wake up one day realizing that they are no longer a member of parliament. So I don't believe that there are any safe seats in politics. But I also don't think that you can manufacture a connection with people in weeks. You know, it has to be done over months and years. And if you're obsessed by the election, then that's all you'll be focused on. And I think our job as MPs is to also, as you say, to be there for our community and with our community and serve our community in a way that is also about what they're going through in the time as well. So, look, the election will be close. It'll be hard fought and we'll give it everything we've got. But I also feel very privileged to be a member of parliament. My team and I work extremely hard to serve the people of McNamara. And if we get the opportunity to do it again, we'll continue that work.
So, Zoe, I'll make this comment. There's been a list of names of people wannabe that would love to replace you. A few of the names, one of the regulars on this show, James Newbury, who probably denies all knowledge of it. Tim Wilson, if you're listening, hope you're well. Colleen, what's her surname?
Harkin.
But you won the seat. I can see from the messages we get, and not just today but other days, it's going to be tough, isn't it, to hold the seat as an independent, particularly when you're faced with, you know, major parties putting up candidates. Josh, they probably won't put a Labor one up, you know, perhaps not.
We always put up quality people all across the country.
Oh, right.
Yep.
I'll look at that list. Zoe, going to be tough, isn't it?
Look, it'll be tough. I have to admit, Macca, that I don't really sit around thinking about the next election much. there's just so much to do in the intervening period. Personally, I think it would be much better if we had four-year terms so we could get a bit more done before we have to revert to thinking about getting re-elected, because it's a big distraction. But, look, I mean, I won a safe Liberal seat that had been thus since Federation and never been held by a woman from a standing start as an independent last time. That was quite difficult. So will it be difficult again? Sure. But last time was kind of next level. So if I hadn't have been sort of prepared for the challenge, I wouldn't have done it in the first place. And the job, as Josh says, is to listen, learn, respond, and land the things that people need for me to hold the government to account, which is really at the centre of my role as an independent, and to represent the people of my community as best I can. They will then make a judgment whenever election day is. And whoever's running against me, well, good luck.
Yeah. Look, I want to thank you both for your community engagement. But, you know, your support of Joy and your support of our community is really important to us. And, you know, it's been a great pleasure to do this. And I make the point that really only a station like Joy can do it. Commercial radio would not give you this much time. And even the ABC, dare I say it, would not give you this much time. And my final comment about politics, guys, there's an old saying, in politics, elections, what's the difference between second and last? The spelling. So thank you again. I really appreciate it. You've now got your day back, but you'll be back in 6 months.
The winter edition.
Yeah, the winter edition, perhaps in a park.
It'd be like a warm hug.
Yeah. So do you want to do the wrap, Fiona?
Yes. Well, thank you, Zoe and Josh, again. We've had a fantastic array of guests. And we started with the impeccable Patricia Karbelis. And then we had Kate Fitzgibbon and her great work with Respect Victoria. Dave Stevenson, the CEO of NBL, regarding the Pride Round. Renee Carr, the Executive Director for Fair Agenda, and her incredible work on university campuses. And we do have coming up Stephanie T on Word for Word, who is the musical director of the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Choir. Thank you, James, for Front Desk. Thank you, James, our podcaster. Thank you, Paul, on panel. Thank you, Macca, for pulling this all together.
Thank you, Fiona. And again, thank you, Josh and Zoe. It's been a real pleasure. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope the listeners did. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy what is left of it. And, of course, keep listening to Joy, because the other stations aren't as good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.